Hello?
Yes, hi. Am I speaking with Lewis Woodson?
And who's calling?
My name is Sheer. I'm calling from Family First. I'm just reaching out to you today to see if you would like to continue the enrollment process to get home care services so your daughter could be your caregiver and get paid for it.
I like to do it, but they give me a hard way to go with the doctor, so I gotta see a different doctor or something.
So we can assist you with that. What we actually have in place is we have a doctors who can reach out to you,
Okay.
and they can like fill it out and send back the paperwork that needs to be sent out, if that's
Okay.
something you're interested in.
Sure.
All right.
'Cause they every time I gotta go to the regular doctor, they wanna go through all the meetings and all this good stuff, and it's kind of hard.
Right, so you don't actually have to go anywhere. Well, the only thing is we would be scheduling an assessment to come down to you, okay?
Okay.
And then what would happen is after that assessment, you would go ahead and I would continue and walk with you through the process, okay?
Okay.
Do
Yes.
you have any questions for me?
No. Just make sure I wanna make sure everything's working okay.
Yeah. Let me give you the number to call in to schedule your first assessment, sir, okay?
Okay.
Tell me when you're ready.
Give me 1 second. Oh, go ahead. Hold on. Hold on. I wanna get out of this. Oh, go ahead.
Right, the number to call in is, let me see here, 58, I'm sorry, 877 550 4227.
4 2 7
Again, 877
5 5 0
4227.
Okay, got it.
All righty.
Yes. So I
All
can
righty,
call them
sir.
anytime or call them later.
Call them now, and once that's done, okay, let me first see here. 1 second, sir.
Okay.
Bear with me.
Take time.
All right, 1 second. Almost done.
Okay.
All right, so I can fill out a form with you to have a doctor call you and fill that out so you don't have to go down or anything, okay?
Okay.
So you're the patient, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your first name?
Lewis, Lewis.
Let me just see here for a second. Lewis, Lewis.
Yes. Whitson.
Okay. Do you have a middle name?
No middle name.
All right, last name?
Whitson.
Woodsen.
Woodson.
Son. Okay. Date of birth?
07.
Okay.
10 10 1969.
Okay. And what's your phone number?
267-467-7714.
Okay. And all right. Language is English.
Yeah.
All right. What's your Medicaid number?
I don't have. Do I have that on me?
Let me see.
I don't have none of that stuff in front of me. I'm not at the house.
Right. Let me just see here. I have it. I'm going to put it in for you.
Good for you. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Let me just see here.
So it's Medicaid. It's Medicaid, not Medicare. Medicaid, right?
It's Medicaid.
Okay.
Okay. Uh-oh. Let me see here. All right. I apologize. We may have to just bear with me. We may have to do this again. I don't know if it's saved. Okay. Let me try again.
Okay.
Lewis, right? Let's see if I can remember. Lewis. Woodson, W-O-O-D-S-O-N.
Correct.
Date of birth is 07-10-1969.
Nine. You got it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, let's get this Medicaid number back on. All right. Is your patient? Oh, the number is 267. 467-7714. Okay. Good. Yeah. All right. I think we're all good here. Did you have your assessment with the county assistance office or the independent broker?
Yeah, I talked to the people, and they're waiting on a letter. They're waiting on a letter from a doctor.
Just trying to understand where we're holding in the enrollment process. Let's call into the IEB and see where we're holding there, okay?
Okay.
All right, going to get connected now. Hold tight.
Okay.
Independent enrollment broker. My name is Kiara. May I ask who I'm speaking with today? I'm sorry?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Who am I speaking with today?
Lewis Woodson.
Okay. And are we calling for yourself or on behalf of someone else today?
Myself.
All righty. Are we calling for the first time or to check on the status of an application?
Check on the status.
Absolutely. And could I just get a spelling of your last name?
W-O-O-D-S-O-N.
Okay, perfect. And could I have your date of birth?
07-10-1969.
All righty, perfect. Thank you so much for that. And I do need to obtain two pieces of information just to protect privacy. And I do want to advise we won't speak to anyone about your application without written or verbal permission. Could I just have your current address?
1378 Westbury Drive. That's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Zip code is 19151.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And lastly, could I just have the best phone number for you?
267-467-7714.
Alrighty, perfect. And how may I assist today?
I want to check the status of what's going on with the situation for health care service.
Okay, not a problem. So let me take a look here. Okay, so it looks like what happened is that we have been waiting on a physician form from your doctor because the doctor sent us an incomplete one.
Gotcha.
We have reached out multiple times to attempt to get a new one because we are missing the length of care.
Okay.
So basically, instead of just keep having your application open where you keep receiving calls, we just put a very soft closure on it as of right now just because it did reach 86 days without a complete one. So that way, whenever we do receive it, it's just going to automatically reopen your case.
Okay.
Now, let's take a look here. So the doctor we have on file is Dr. Matthew DeMonico. Is that correct?
That's correct, but we're going to... Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so did you want me to resend another form out to the doctor?
Yeah, I'm going to get another doctor's opinion. Yes.
Okay, so I always want to double check. I mean, did you possibly have another doctor? If not, it can be any MD or DO. It doesn't have to be specifically primary.
Okay.
So did you have another one you wanted to send it to, you think?
Yeah, but I'm going to make sure you got to get the doctor's name right.
Okay, so we're not sure of the doctor's name.
Right.
Okay, no worries. So, yeah, I mean, you can absolutely... you know, find out the name, or do you have the phone number of this doctor? We can also do some research on our end if needed.
Right, and the only thing, I'm not at the house right quick, and then, I mean, at the moment.
Okay.
And then I'll definitely check
on that. Okay, yeah.